What up, folks? I got ads. Bruche is an electric toothbrush that will change the way you think about brushing your teeth. With powerful sonic technology and ultra-gentle bristles, the Bruche redefines what it means to have super clean teeth. It's like that feeling when you just leave the dentist, a fresh, whole mouth clean. Every single day, our listeners get 15% off their total purchase with the code POD15. Follow the link in the show notes and enter the code POD15 to get your exclusive discount and upgrade your oral care routine.
I think it's time to blow this scene. Get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
And boom, back again, goddammit, to another edition of Tell Me a Joke, the guideline of chasing the dream. I am your host, the Maniacal Menace, Kyle Smith. Said the whole thing like a pimp named Slickback, man. This is us. Ooh, I am here. Coffee burps on a Thursday. Throwback Thursday. April 15th, throwback Thursday, man. How y'all doing? Giving dates out for the future, for the past, for however it feels. How y'all looking? How y'all feeling? Everybody good today? About a week ago, I would say, let's just get into it, you know? Let's just get into it. What's been up, Kyle? Let me tell you. About a week ago, I went to New York, and about a week, or more than a week, I don't know. It's been quite some time. I did some podcasts out there. It was nice. I had a good time. Did some shows and shit. Did a few shows, about 3 shows. I was out there for about a week. Went and seen Brooklyn, Manhattan. Went all over. I'm not even sure if I talked about this or not. I don't know the last time I've actually did a podcast on my own. It's been a minute. I've done some with people. I've talked about my New York Times and stuff like that. Especially if you listen to one that I did with Dex. It's got a lot of New York references. It's New York references. I was out there in New York. So, you know, it was fun. It was a good time. My adventures in New York, you can catch up with him. But when I came back... When I came back from New York, I got to go to a Chappelle show with my friend Dahlia. Dahlia brought me, she got tickets. They got tickets. Now, how they roll is different from how other people roll, okay? Like, Dahlia's brother-in-law works for Live Nation. And then it gets tickets and free tickets or however, I don't know, comp tickets, whatever. They're good tickets. The tickets that they get are amazing tickets. So, you know, but I didn't get told this when I went to go see the show and shit. You know, I didn't know that they get special treatment. But why not? Why would they not get special treatment? I just went there just like, oh, thank you for, you know, allowing me to go see Dave Chappelle with y'all. I was excited about that. I was just happy for that to go down. That was cool to me. I was like, fuck yeah, this person decides to invite me. All right, nice. We get there, and I realize that we get special treatment. It's not just regular. We get special treatment. Motherfucker don't wait in no lines or nothing. We skipping barricades and shit. We on the other side of the barricade. Everybody else is in the line waiting for shit. We on the opposite side of the barricade, like the side that you're not supposed to be on for. Like, I'm like, this is special treatment? This is special treatment, huh? This is what this is? And yeah, you get tested before the Chappelle show. We got tested and everything. Boom, walk right in. We go in. Where we sit at is in the back, a little special area. I don't know. It was far from the stage, but it wasn't around everybody else and shit. But in our area, right down, like, adjacent from me, behind my left shoulder, adjacent from me, Right over there, like in arm's length, is Trader Truth. And it's like, what? What's happening? Motherfucker didn't tell me who's gonna be there, who's gonna be around. You know, I was like, this is awesome. So Trader Truth was adjacent from me, behind me was supposed to, I believe Bun B was behind me. And nigga, it fucking good ass time. Chappelle was funny. Donnell Rollins. That motherfucker silly as shit, and he nigga funny, like, he hilariously nigga funny, all right, like, it's, but like, a real good nigga funny, like, to its heightened expectancy of nigga funny, because you got your nigga funnies, but it usually just sticks to just local cities and shit. Nah, not that nigga. That nigga can take that nigganess all over. He, motherfucker's hilarious. Good times. Mo Hammer, he was fucking hilarious too. That was fun. But then after the show, after Dave did his thing, he also brought on stage musical acts, and I wasn't ready for that. I didn't know that musical acts was gonna be there. The musical acts that were there, T.I. did 3 songs. Pretty arrogant of him, since everybody else did 2. T.I. Bun B did do 2 songs. Fucking Trey the Truth did 2 songs. And then Talib Kweli was there. Talib Kweli came on and did 2 songs. And then Toby Nguigwe was there as well. Toby came and did 2 songs. I was like, man, what is going on in this motherfucker? I felt fresh that night. I was cool. And then after the show, after all the songs and shit was gone, motherfucker was like, all right, y'all can go ahead. And motherfucker was about to leave and shit. And you see all the people leaving. And it's like, all right, that's cool. You know, we didn't leave right away. We didn't leave right away because we got wristbands to get in there, wristbands to drink, wristbands for this, wristbands for special spot. And then there was a 4th wristband. There was a 4th one that not everybody got. It was a Pink Panther fucking leopard spotted type of goddamn. Panthers and leopards are the same, right? Panthers are leopards. Leopards are panthers. You know, Magira. But it's we got this extra one that you know allows. I didn't know what the extra one was for. I thought, you know, we get a signing or you know, take pictures or some shit like that. So you know, while everybody else is leaving out the exit to leave, nigga, they's like, hey, we come this way, and they take us to a back room, and you know, security got their lights and shit because it's dark in there, and so they point at the floor, and as they point at the floor, I'm like, yo, what y'all point at? Oh, these shoes, right, nigga? Check my shoes out, nigga. I made all the security check my shoes out, nigga. They laughed their ass off. That was fun. That was fun. My shoes was fresh. And then nigga, patent leather J's, them high top ones, nigga, black and gold. Ooh, bitch, they wasn't ready. They wasn't ready. I wasn't ready for what was next about to occur. As we got escorted to the back, they bring us to the back room of the House of Blues. We had the House of Blues in Houston. They escort us to the back room where apparently all of the acts plus Dave Chappelle and everybody was going to come back there. Everybody was going to, like, the green room for the performers and shit. And me. Nigga, I'm in the back with these motherfuckers. I'm like, yo, bitch, ain't nobody told me. I'm about to pass the fuck out. I'm like, this is too much. It is overwhelming. This is the mecca of comedy. This is where I want to be. This is here. Here is the spot where I need to be. Nigga, I manifest this shit. And it came true. Oh, my gosh. And this, hey, manifest and meditate. Hey. If you ain't on it, bitch, get on it. Get on it, because it's something. Hey, my dreams are coming true. And I don't know how they're going to come true. It's not like I'm being able to predict the future. It's just like I want certain things to happen, and certain things happen. Not in the way that I picture them, but they happen. And it's just like, yo. It's like asking if I actually had a genie, and I asked the genie, it granted me a wish, but I wasn't specific on what I wanted it and how I wanted that wish to happen, but boom, it still happens though, and it's like, oh shit, nigga, this shit's real. So, you know, life is coming at a nigga full force, and I just gotta, I gotta make sure I got my hands open to catch everything. I'm trying to catch it all, you know. I'm Ash Ketchum out here, nigga. This life is Pokemon. So that was a good time. Nigga, everybody was in there. Motherfucker Dave Chappelle, Donnell had his dog and shit. Nigga Toby and his wife Fat was in that bitch. They didn't stay long. They left fucking while we was in there. I guess I should tell this story since this is my podcast. While we was in there, this is a fucking good ass time. They had this dude that came up to us, and basically he's like, hey man, I'm Dave's security. He's like, who are you? You know, who are y'all? And I was like, you know. He's like, he came up and asked us, he told us he was day security. So if we needed anything, you know, just look for him and he'll get it for us. Such and such, yada, yada. He's like, okay, man, well, I'll ask him. He had this fire-ass little Mickey Mouse stormtrooper on his lapel, his little pin, a little pin on his lapel. And I was like, yo, where you get this little lapel pin from? He was like, oh, man, I got a lot of them. I was like, oh, okay, cool. And he was like, hey, who you here with? And I was like, I'm here with that nigga. We here with him. He was like, oh, all right. Boom. And then he just bounced. And he never came back. I was like, oh, bitch, you was just checking us. See if we supposed to be back here or not. I got it. I understood. At the time, I was sitting in the middle of the room, which was probably not the spot to sit. Because, oh, man, I was rubbernecking like a motherfucker. I ain't say nothing to nobody. I ain't take no pictures or nothing like that. Because, you know, it's not the spot. Just act your place. Act your age and stay in your place. And I did. I did. But I looked around like a toddler. I'm like, this is amazing. Like in an expensive toy store where you can't touch nothing. I was just like all over the place. Probably should have sat in the corner just so I could stare in one particular direction and not look crazy. Didn't care. Didn't care on that point. Motherfucker, sitting back there, and you see Bun B come in. He sit down. He start rolling up. And then fucking Trey, he back there, and then he waiting for Bun B to finish rolling up, and then fucking Donnell, I'm sorry, I don't know why I called him Daryl, I hope I didn't call him Daryl earlier, Donnell Rollins, Donnell came back there with his little cute ass dog, and then this huge ass joint. Huge ass cone joint wrapped in some raw paper. Nigga, this joint was bigger than this dog. That's how big this motherfucker was. I say joint because it's not a blunt, because it wasn't in blunt. It wasn't in like a gar. It was in raw paper. I hope people understand that. I don't know why I had to explain that for people, but I hope people understand. It was big ass joint. Motherfucker's huge. Motherfucker's so big, nigga. Motherfucker gave that bitch T.I. T.I. was like, oh, yo, baby, come see this. And he started yelling for Tiny. Because Tiny was back there, and he's yelling his ass off. I think Tiny was in the bathroom or something. At this point in time, you understand that T.I. is a bit much. He's arrogant of do your thing, nigga, the king. I get it, you know, but yelling for Tiny. Tiny finally comes, and T.I. gives Tiny this big-ass joint, which is bigger than her face, and he like, go ahead, baby, light that, and motherfucker Tiny goes to light this huge ass joint with the worst of lighters. She has a see-through big crack lighter. I'm like, bitch, what is you doing? Really? Yeah. You gonna be there for a while. You need like a torch lighter or a better lighter than that, because oh my, it took her a minute to light it. She finally get it. She finally got it lit though. And then motherfucker started smoking, and that bitch got real hazy in there. And then T.I. got extremely high. That nigga was really high. You could tell in his face how high that nigga was. I was like, oh, bitch, you high right now. Like, you need to sit down. But, you know, hey, it was a good time. It was a good time, and I was amongst the greatness. And yeah, I am right there, nigga. Foot ain't in the door, but, bitch, I'm looking through the peephole. You understand me? Shit. Man, I can't wait. I can't wait till things pop off. Things are going to pop off. I'm not going to say much because, you know, it doesn't seem like it's much now. And, you know, if it ain't much when it does come to, I know that the people that I'm going to be working with in the future is, yeah. So let's just keep that at that. Fingers crossed, nigga. Don't worry about luck, nigga. This is happening. I'm destined for this to happen to me, man, of finessing. Let's get it, you know? Life, man. Life has been great. Right? Life has been fucking fun. I don't want to go back to work. I am unemployed right now. I'm loving the unemployment because I still got that because I did work. Shut up, watch. I ain't getting up to walk right now. My watch wants me to walk around and shit. And I'm like, no, nigga, I'm doing a podcast. It's crazy when your watch is talking to you. Now, technology has came a long ways nowadays, man. My watch is fucking telling me shit. Like, maybe you want to start moving now. Maybe you want to shut up and fucking, you know, stop telling me shit. You just take my heart rate and tell me what the temperature is outside. And that's all I need. Maybe talk, you know, fucking, I feel like James Bond kind of, sort of. I'm getting off topic. Unemployment. Unemployment is, I'm getting in as much as possible. Motherfuckers is calling back and wanting a nigga to work, and I'm keeping like, I don't want to work. I don't want to go back to work. I just want to do, I want to be artsy, and I want to fucking do comedy, get on stage, and be successful. And you know, motherfuckers itching at the back door, and it's like, something needs to shake. Something needs to shake. I need to do something. I mean, because unemployment's good. It's still like, you know, nigga is working and shit, but not having to do much. It's just, I want the road to be helpful, but I haven't started that, so I have no rapport. besides, you know, the places that I have been. But it's like, how do you get paid well from doing that? You know, they got other shit popping off, but this is like, what the fuck? How does it get started from here? They're probably people that give master classes on this, other comics and shit. But it seems like when you just learn it from another comic, it's like, nah, you just trying to take my money, bitch. I'm trying to do the same thing. It's like, can't you just tell me? But, you know, it don't work that way. It's a give and take process. I just got finished reading the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Well, I just got finished having the book read to me, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And it was very insightful. A lot like my Into the Magic Shop. Not a lot like it. It's similar in a way. But Into the Magic Shop is more on the terms of manifestation than Rich Dad Poor Dad, which is more on the lines of investing and building assets. So working that and putting that together, it's just like, all right, now I gotta think. Gotta use my noogan, man. Gotta use my noggin. Use that noodle. You know, I've been doing a noodle dance a lot lately. Noodle, use your noodle. Noodle dance. What you know about a noodle dance? PB&J Otter, man. I gotta understand. I gotta use my noodle to see what I can do, so I don't have to go back to doing electrical. I wanna progress from here. This is the time for me to progress, and I have the amenities to do it. I gotta fucking work on shit. I gotta work. I've been working on things, but the open mic scene out here. Oh my God. It doesn't feel the same. Like I've recently came back from New York. I've recently came back from New Orleans. It just doesn't, like, I need to just go out and get booked on shit, but I don't have that. Texas is something else. Texas is something else. You can wean yourself out of, you know, but it's just like, I don't want to have to deal with all the faking fuckery out there. The fucking fakery. It's just gross. Some of the shit is really gross. You got some thieves out there. You can see it. Hey, I went to the mic last night, and oh boy, these new white folks or these old white folks or these just racist motherfuckers, whatever you want to call them, however you want to feel about it. Nigga just abruptly just fucking just dropping niggas on stage and shit. It's like, whoa, when did this start happening? Just like, no context, but I mean, you're gonna be throwing the word. I don't, more than one. This doesn't normally happen in the night. And you don't normally get this more than once in a night. If it does happen, you know, you got the Kramer situation, dropping the N word, saying nigga and shit. And it's like, okay, you got a lot of that. You got a lot of Kramers going on right now, motherfuckers that's saying some slick racist shit, but just you know, thinking that it'll slide. It's wild. Motherfuckers have been called out on it as well. This is the only reason I'm saying this. I haven't been calling people out. I've just been, this is what I have been hearing, and this is what's been going down, and this is what I've seen. This is what I've seen and heard yesterday. It's like, oh, nigga, what are y'all doing? It's like, what are we doing? Like, we stop writing jokes and just try to be fucking, we try to be edgy now? You get your ass whooped like that, y'all better be careful. Motherfucker actually got into a scuffle last night. I think it was two autistic people or something like that. But one guy was on stage, and it's like, yo, what the fuck are we doing? Like, I haven't seen comedy in fucking such a ruckus since this shit. I'm like, wow. Like, it's very so often that a motherfucker rushes the stage. You know, you don't get that all the time. It's very so often that it happens. It's a rarity. For that to be happening often now, what the fuck are we doing? It's Texas for you. That's what Texas is doing. So you understand how I feel about that shit. You know, I don't give a fuck. I give no fucks about the bullshit, nigga. That's impeding where I'm trying to go. Like, this isn't helping. You know, none of this is helping. I don't know. I'm thinking. I'm using my noodle. That's what I'm doing. I gotta keep going. You know, I'm thinking of what's the next step that I can go to build my assets. I've gotten a studio, basically. As right now, I'm in my closet. Not like a studio, like, but, you know, like I got studio equipment. Like, I got a green screen and all that. And I've recently been working with this green screen, doing some poetry shit with it, trying to get things together. It every time I start something where I'm like, oh, nigga, I need this, this, and that now. Oh, fuck. It just seems like that I want it to be nice and look good, but I don't have everything for it to look good. And it's like, I don't want to spend all that money on just to, and so, you know, I'm working on it, but as an artist, I'm never fucking satisfied with the product that I make. Anyway, something can always be done. It can always be better. But, hey, you know, you're starting somewhere. You got to start somewhere. I do this on my own. So until people notice, until, you know, it starts to catch the fuck on or whatever the fuck it should do, you know. if you listen to these words, it's something else. So, if anything, if you get anything from any of my poetry or any of my visuals, I you know, want you to really just listen up, because words are very powerful. Hence why I do a podcast, because, you know, fucking people want to hear your side of things sometimes. I had a friend that hit me up today, because today, April 15th, which I have some fun facts, I have some fucking sweater gods. Later. Today I got my first shot, my Pfizer shot. Yeah, some people are against it, some people aren't, but, you know, it's either you get COVID or you get the shots with a little bit of COVID in it and fucking go about your life, you know? Eventually something's gonna happen to where you're gonna get COVID or everybody's gonna get their shots to where, I don't know. I mean, the world is doing it, sort of. Like, they got statistics. I think it's like 20% of the world right now has had their vaccination shots. So, you know, it's like, why not? Other people are, it's, I feel fine. I got a little, it feels like somebody punched me in my arm, but it's just like a fucking peanut butter shot. You know, this is the new age now. Fucking, I don't want to have to wear masks my whole life. So that's what's happening. They got, let's see. Oh, all of them, all the states here. So most of them are like 20%, most of the states are like 20% of the people have been vaccinated. It's a quarter of the people. Quarter of the population in most places. So, you get vaccinated when you're a child. You know, this is the world, this is life, this is what you got to go through. Yeah, do you got to do it? No, you don't have to. I mean, ain't nobody forced me to do it, but it's like, fuck it. This is what my parents would like. They got it. If it's going to help prevent, you know, any other type of fucking, if it's going to allow me to see my parents freely without having to fucking get jabbed up my nose every time or whatever, yay, that's fine. You know what's crazy? When you talk to somebody, you ain't talked to them in a while, they just stop talking. It's like, nigga, what happened? Or you plan something with somebody and, like, then they just don't answer. It's like, what happened to you? Where did you go? What, didn't, you know, nothing? You just don't reply after that? Not in a way of getting ghosted, just, you know, because they eventually come back afterwards. But it's just like, you know, it's not a relationship situation. It's just like, nigga, what happened? Where did you go? So crazy. Huh. I've always wondered what, you know, during that time, would. I'm one of those people that check up on my friends. Check up on your strong friends, man. Is people like working on stuff? The fuck? Who am I asking shit for what? I've recently been getting into stocks lately. I haven't been looking into it or, like, I haven't been, like, researching much, but I have a few stocks now. Like, this is something, stocks have always been talked about, and now they're easier to manage now because of the technology and fucking stocks they have met. And it makes it, I'm really just thinking about going and play my game right now, you guys. I got an Oculus And Oculus is amazing. It's very fun. You immerse yourself in a world and get real, real interactive with certain things. Man, I'm about to go put my contacts on and just say fuck it and get into the gaming. You know, if y'all got an Oculus and want to join a nigga, man, come hit a nigga up, man. But yeah, stocks. I've been dabbling on Robinhood. Got me some stocks. Got some stocks going on. So, you know, I'm gonna read up on it more. Yeah, that's another way to build some assets. It's another way of building assets right there. That's all it's about. Pay yourself first. And that's what I feel as if I do. Standing in this house with my brother, having a house. Yeah, it's so comfortable. There's so many rooms. So many rooms here. 3-bedroom, 2-car garage. Like, Jesus, do we need it? We're comfortable. So, you know. Life goes on. Punky Brewster. I don't know. Oh, shout out to Punky. God damn it. Shout out to the homegirl Punky, who is doing her thing on SNL. Just hilarious. Like I said, nigga, foot ain't in the door, but nigga, I'm all up in the window right now. You understand me? It's so crazy. Nigga is right there, son. Motherfucker, it's like, nigga, I haven't been let into the party yet. Which I'm out on the front porch. That's how things are going. Feels like a nigga is right there, you know, and my homies, they on the way. Do you get that? Do you understand that? I hope you do. It's a fucking amazing analogy. And then my partner called. I'm 5 minutes behind you. Oh, okay. Okay, great. And we all here. We about to come through and wreck shop. They gonna love us at the party. Life without music. I can't go home. Man, these videos, I hope they come out like I want them to. It take a lot to do. And this setup just for the green screen takes some time just to set up and shit. And so, you know, fucking matching the voices up with the audio and matching your words up with the audio, that's gonna take some time as well to get used to. Cause I don't know, trying to do this shit better than what I can at the moment. It's feasible, but fuck. You gotta really put the work in. I'm putting the work in. I got it, but it's like, damn. You know. A little help probably would be nice. Probably be nice to probably read up on something. Learn about it. It's like, where are you going? Did you have other things to say about that, Kyle? Are you just gonna depress everybody with your depressing stories? No, not really. My bad. What games are y'all playing? And ooh, man, pretty good games out there. Pretty good. I gotta get back on that. I gotta really get on that Ghost of Tsushima. I haven't been playing. I've been playing games, but I haven't been playing games. I've been doing a whole bunch of relationship building, quality time spending. I've gave up some things. You know, those temptations, I had to get rid of them. Sometimes you just got to get rid of certain temptations, man. You got to let it go. I know how hard it is to let certain things go, but sometimes you just got to let it go. It's just going to keep eating away at you. And I've had certain things just eat away at me. And I was just like, well, I can't let this go. Well, I can't stop doing this. Well, I can't stop going back to this. And it's because it's always there. It's always there dangling right in front of your face, that little low-hanging fruit. And it's like, you can grab it. Go ahead, reach out and grab it. You know, you can touch it. It's right there. You know I'm going to show it to you every day. And it made it even worse. I seen it every day. I saw what I didn't want to see every day. And it just made me like, this is difficult to live life and try to be creative when you're still thinking about this one thing. When it's not there, when it's not always put in your face all the time, it's really easy to get over it. You'll forget about it sooner or later. It's very helpful. Very helpful. Just put it to the side. Put it to the side. You can pick it back up later if you want, but you understand what the repercussions from it that might come from it. You gotta grow. But you can't grow or upgrade if you don't update yourself. One of my poems is called Upgrade, Update to Upgrade. And basically, if you don't, like, say you still, you know how certain people, they look like they're still stuck in a certain era. Like your grandpa, whatever age they got at the age of 36, whatever year it was when they got to a certain age to where they were just like, this is my era. This is what I'm not going to change from this. You know, like I wear 90s attire, that type of person has not updated themselves yet. Basically, it's like they get with the times. You have to update yourself if you want to upgrade, because you got certain people out here. It's like, I'm going to keep doing this and I'm going to keep doing that. Well, all right, that's fine. You're not going to be, you're always going to be looked as that person. You're not going to be able to fucking progress from there, from just being looked as that person. So until you update your persona and how you are to, you know, newer times, you will never be able to upgrade. And man, that's what I'm working on, man. Trying to upgrade myself. Staying up to date. Yeah. The other one is Inner Space of My Memories, which was very fun to write. I actually got paid for this one. I'm getting paid for some of my work. So, you know, that's another asset. If I just got to advertise it somewhere, maybe on Craigslist, that ooh, boom, I write shit for people. You know, I feel after I write things for somebody, it feels so hard to get rid of it. It's not like I've actually gotten rid of it to where I can't do nothing with it. You know, I just gave the person the rights to use it as well. And, yeah. You know, to say I've gotten paid a good amount for some words that I wrote for somebody, that feels really good. So, yeah, that's another one that I'm working on. And then my third one that I'm working on is called Depression. I'm working on all those. The first two require a green screen just because that's what I want to do with it. The third one, it doesn't at all. I could probably go outside and do one of those and do the second one. Update to upgrade without using green screen. But I just wanted to use the green screen just so I could put shit in the background. Yeah, but there's so much other shit that comes with the green screen. It's like, oh, now I gotta learn green screen techniques and shit. And it's like, fuck. The more you know, you're always gonna keep learning. You're always gonna fucking, you should. At least become more knowledgeable about whatever you're doing, especially if that's what you want to get into, nigga. Learn about it, read up on it. Nigga, I've just by looking at a YouTube video, nigga, I greatly improved the shots of some of these green screen shootings that I've did. I've only done two, but you know you can see a grave improvement from one to the other. I do my research, I do my work before I actually just get into it. Not much, you know, but I'm pretty eclectic when it comes to putting shit down and fucking getting to it. I'm pretty tedious and meticulous on certain things. My sack boy? Yeah, I'm still crocheting. So, I don't, have I told y'all that I was crocheting? I'm crocheting. I crochet now. Yeah, I crocheted my first sack boy. I just got to put them all together now. And, yeah, hopefully that doesn't fucking slip under the sofa. Hopefully that doesn't slip under the cracks and I continue to keep doing that. You know, it's fun. I like to fiddle with things and things, especially I like to diddle with things with my fingers and all that. I'm a diddler. I like to diddle. You know, I don't draw as much now, but, That's another arsenal that I have under my belt. I can crochet. Yeah. What else strange are you going to do? I don't know. I started getting into vests and vintage things. So that's fun. But the person my friend that I deal with. What the fuck? It's weird to say partner. It's fucking so dumb, but that's what the days are now. My partner. but yeah, a friend of mine, she's really into vintage and that's her thing. And, I'll probably get her on a podcast too. just talk about vintage and shit, which is wild because there's a entire, there's a huge community for vintage, and so crazy and so huge that like she's a big part of it and she get noticed in other places. Like, really? But that's what the world is. That's life. Everybody. People are into certain things. I just seen this guy today. He was on YouTube. Seen this guy on YouTube, and I was telling my brother because this guy is he throws boomerangs and shit. I tell my brother, hey, that's somebody that stuck to what they did since they were a kid, and never stopped. Like, that's somebody who's like, fuck this, I like this, this is what I'm gonna do for the rest of my life. And this nigga throws boomerangs. All types of boomerangs. Not just regular, but ain't he good with throwing boomerangs. Nigga throws boomerangs. That's his thing. That's what he does. He stuck to that since he was a kid. Now this nigga's on YouTube throwing boomerangs. It's like, well, that's cool. You know, to all the people that I told you, nerd, what the fuck are you doing? Out throwing boomerangs is just cool, but all right, what else are you gonna do with your life? Nothing. I'm just throwing boomerangs. And I'm pretty sure he does pretty well with his life. He makes them, throws them, and all that. Nigga, he's built his own assets right there. And motherfuckers come to him when they want boomerangs. He's talking about all the shit that he has done, places that he's been from throwing boomerangs. It's like, whoa. That's pretty cool. More power to you, nerd. Love it. What's funny is, since I was talking about update to upgrade, Black Eyed Peas have updated themselves so they can upgrade because they do not want to be canceled as well. So they apologize for saying, let's get retarded in here. They will no longer want to get retarded. It's like, what? Really? How you gonna fucking you still gonna play? Y'all not gonna play the song no more? Like, I thought that was the anthem for like the Special Olympics or something like that. Like, how you gonna stop playing the song? Like, I don't know. Like, it was a good song. I danced to it and everything. I had a whole routine to it. Running. Let's get retarded. Everybody was singing it. It was the thing. Now we can't enjoy the song anymore because people get offended by wanting to get too crunk. What happened to LMFAO? Shot. Where are they at? What are they doing? Questions that I need to know, you know? Somebody could let me know. All right, there's a lot going on. I took some pictures yesterday, very provocative pictures. Had my dick out. I lie. I just took some pictures with my vest on, my new vest that I got. Shirt out, showed the little V's, the little hips, little side V's right there. The arrows, yeah, whatever. Little side arrows. Yeah. It was nice. Nice pictures. Old school Dwayne Wayne zone. Felt real hippie-ish. I'll put some out later. I'll let y'all see. But since it is April 15th, got some sweater guards for everybody. Then I do have my OnlyFans pick of the week. Which is fun. Go support your OnlyFans, everybody. Go support. Let y'all know about fun facts. I got some fun facts about April. About April O'Neil. And then after this, I'm gonna leave everybody. I'm gonna leave you guys. Thank y'all for listening. Also, thank y'all for all the downloads and shit. Tell me a joke, yo, @gmail.com if you want to email me. You know, don't forget that. Tell me a joke, yo. I don't think I said that correctly the last times if I've ever mentioned it before. Tell me a joke, yo, @gmail.com. And, fun facts. Sweater God. April, fun facts. Swear to God, we know it's the fourth month of the year, April. That's because we talk fun facts about April. Swear to God, fourth month of the year, but only on the Georgian calendar that we know. It was previously the fifth month in the earlier Julian calendar. All right, Georgian and Julian. Julius Caesar, basically, is what they're talking about. And here it goes. April 29th. April only had, swear to God. April only had 29 days, but the 30th day was added when Julius Caesars established the Julian calendar. Swear to God, my nigga. So, if you think about that, right? This nigga doing whatever the fuck he want with these dates, right? That's what it seems like. The Julian calendar compared to the Georgian calendar. This nigga's like, fuck that. Let's add another day to the April. Because, nigga, April is a pretty month. Nigga, fuck all the bullshit. I like this pretty month. Adding another day. Now, depending on when Black History Month came around, January, February, we understood, like one of my sweater guards before, that December was the beginning of the year. So it would have made February the third month, which understandably makes April the fifth month. And it had more days or something like that. They only gave it 28 days. I forget what the fact was, but you understand. Like, now, we can do what the fuck we want with these guys. Why not? So, if this nigga was doing what the fuck he want with it, what's stopping us from doing what the hell we want with it? Daylight savings time, we changed that. You know, why can't we go ahead and give February a few more days of the month and make the whole fiscal calendar year all fucked up, right? Who's worried about days of the month anyway? Nigga, if you go on a bender for way too long, you forget about fucking time altogether. So it's like, why are we keeping records of things like this? Because that's life, Kyle. Just stop trying to think of it. He'll disappear. That's what I think. Swear to God. I swear to God, son. When I was littler, I used to think that if I thought about the creation of God and where he came from, or he, she, they, him, it, what the fuck ever, if I thought about the creation of man and the creation of creation, where that came from, if I thought about that too hard, swear to God, I thought I'd disappear. No idea where I would end up. No idea where I'd go. Probably purgatory, something like that. But swear to God, I swear I'd disappear. I was sitting on a toilet. Think about this one time. After I took a shit. So booty hole dry as a motherfucker. Dry. Like, nigga, you need to wet things before you get up, or you just gonna cause a fucking friction fire on your asshole hairs just because, you know, you've been sitting there letting your booty hole dry out from all of the fucking toilet bowl wind. You gotta be careful. You know, I sat there for way too long. Did not disappear. Just got up with a real itchy asshole. Very uncomfortable. I don't think I wiped right away. So that could have been a problem. That was probably the problem. Yeah, you gotta wipe right away, especially if you're gonna sit on the toilet for extended periods of time. I didn't know. I was little, and I was like freaking the fuck out just because I was like, "Where does it come from? Where's everything? Why am I here? Brain's fucking breaking." I didn't know where the fuck I was gonna go. I was like, "I can't think about this too hard. I'm definitely gonna just." And gone, you know, just, and I'm out of there, like, where do you go? Who knows? We don't know yet. No one knows yet, but take enough acid, those people will tell you. Take enough mushrooms, somebody will tell you. Yeah, so I'm okay with dying, kinda, you know. It's fucking, oof. Well, yeah. April, swear to God, my nigga. Swear to God, we still in swear to God. I didn't go. Why am I back here? Here we go. Boom. Uh, Diamond on the birthstone. Oh, here we go. Sweater God, everybody. Just to let y'all know, Sweater God, my nigga. April is a great month for meteor showers. Did you know that? Sweater God, all right. One of which is the Lyrids meteor shower. Lyrids meteor shower, which appears from April 16th to April 26th. Sweater God, son. Each year. Sweater God, my nigga. There's another one called Eta Aquarids. Eta Aquarids meteor shower that could be seen onwards from April 21st. Swear to God. Okay, because that's awesome. I'm going to make sure to look for that tomorrow. So you should be able to see on the 16th of April every year. Swear to God, this is what it says. Fun fact, every year. These meteor showers happen. So, the Lyrids, whenever you do hear this, you'll be able to catch it next year, if you do remember. Leave a little link in your phone, and, you know, to look up in the sky during these years. This fucking COVID shot in my arm, it's something else, like a peanut butter shot. You gotta work that thing out, man. If you leave your arm just hanging around, that bitch won't move. It'll hurt when you move it. It'll get stiff and shit on you. Swear to God, my nigga. First one down, one more to go. Johnson & Johnson's been giving people blood clots and all that. But it's been chicks that's been on birth control. So, you know. I was like, as long as they ain't got no type of shellfish shit in it, I should be all right. But I didn't tell nobody that. I probably should have. I probably should have said something. But I didn't. There's quite a few. Swear to God, there's quite a few notable historical people born in April. Swear to God, my nigga. Leonardo da Vinci was born in April. Swear to God. Shakespeare was on. Queen Elizabeth II was born in April. Also, swear to God, on April 15th, this day, on the 15th of April, on this day of April, back in 1912, do y'all remember what happened in the overturn of 1912? I don't know. Back in 1912, April 15th, swear to God, the famous Titanic ship hit an iceberg and sunk on her first and only voyage. Ain't that fucked up? Your first and only time out, you fuck up. You hit some shit you ain't see. Damn. That's like being Bambi and being born in his first fucking steps. He get eaten by a tiger. It's like, oh, your first and only steps, nigga, you fucked up. And our Bambi is no more. Po Titanic. That's a good reference, huh? That was a good reference. Whataburger is disgusting, okay? People in Texas, they love their Whataburger. Swear to God, it is not that good, all right? Swear to God, my nigga. Sweater God. They bread, for some reason, a bit. If you know how when you leave bread out and it's a bun, and, like, especially McDonald's bread, like, if you leave that bitch out, the bun get real hard and you can just kind of peel the top away. That's what they bread do automatically. It's like, why the fuck your bread do this? Like, ugh, the fuck? Your burgers don't be really, your burgers be, they don't be really that juicy. Y'all be putting dumb combinations together. I have my gripes about goddamn Whataburger. Okay. Swear to God, okay? Everybody knows this. Sweater God, my nigga. Of course, one of the most well-known dates of April is April Fool's Day. On the 1st of April. 1st of the month. Swear to God. No one is sure where this originated from, but some believe it to be inspired by Geoffrey Chaucer's story, Canterbury Tales, called Nun's Priest Tale. Oh, that's a fun fact. Swear to God. That is fun to know. I've always wondered where April Fool's Day came from. And now you know. In a fun Swear to God fact. Swear to God. My sweaters be the best. Sweater God. Do 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 do. Damn, a lot of things bad happened on April. In April. On April 11, 1970, Apollo 13, swear to God, was launched and ran into difficulties about 2 days later. It was then that that the famous line, "Houston, we've had a problem here," was said. Huh. I thought it was "Houston, we have a problem." "Houston, we've had a problem." Swear to God. Is that like a Mandela effect? I've always thought it was "Houston, we have a problem." No. This problem already exists. This problem already happened. And now they need to do something. So "Houston, we've had a problem." What? What? Here. We've had a problem here. Do they say it like that on movies? "Houston, we have a problem." "Houston, we've had a problem here." That's fucking me up right now. Swear to God, my nigga. I swear to God. Swear to God, this is fun. After a 15,000... Oh, shit. I'm stupid. After a 1,500-year break... Still a lot. 1,500. Swear to God. The first Olympics of the modern era took place on April 6th, 1896 in Athens. 1,500. Nigga, they took a break from the Olympics. 1,500 years. For 1,500 years? Why? 1,500 years. You took a break from the Olympics? I mean, I get it. It's every 4 years, but 1,500? Like, there's generations that don't even get to see or know what the fuck the Olympics were if they weren't told about it. If there's a 1,500-year break, what do you think they were doing 1,500 years ago? Fucking in the Olympics. You think they was fighting lions and shit and gladiators and shit 1,500 years ago? Whew. That's something else. It's like in the 300s. Wow. 400 AD. Around that time. Swear to God. Anyway. Nah, that's all right. So swear to God, around this time, swear to God, the smaller animals that hibernate for the winter in northern hemisphere, swear to God, usually start coming out in their burrows in April. That's fun, swear to God. Fun little April facts. Fun little April facts for everybody. Interesting. Oh, swear to God, and then I got one more after this. Swear to God, for all the car enthusiasts out there, just let y'all know, Ford unveiled the first Mustang on April 17th, 1964, costing $2,368. I could have bought that. With this money I have nowadays, I could have bought that back then and been living comfortably still. All right, I like it. Stop bragging, Kyle. I'm sorry. Last one. Swear to God. Swear to God. Swear to God. Because I got the best sweaters. Cardigans, pullovers, Huxtables. What you looking for? Swear to God, my nigga. April is also the month that the birds migrate north and settle down for the summer to fuck. All right? Swear to God. Swear to God. That's what they're doing around this time. This is around the time when the birds come out and it's like, hey. Fresh off that sleep, how you doing? How you been? You looking mighty fine. Been traveling. Look at them arms looking nice, huh? Migration been good to you. This year, let me see that tail, baby. Yeah. Yeah, look at my dance. Watch my throat move. Ooh, chirp, chirp, beep, beep. Give me some of that bird puss. See? Bird pussy? Something like that. Chirp, chirp, beep, beep. Give me some of that bird pussy. Yeah, yeah. Mm-mm-mm. Sweetly diddly diddly deet. A tweet tweet. Swiddly diddly deet. Swiddly diddly diddly deet. A tweet tweet. Swiddly diddly deet. Deep. 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 Swear to God. Now, before we get out of here, you guys. Before we get out of here, thank y'all for drinking coffee and sipping with me. Hey, I hope you had a blunt there. So go ahead and listen along. If you like this, I don't care if you like this segment or not. This is just me shouting people out. But for all my OnlyFans fans out there, for all the friend ones, if y'all out there supporting the sex work, because it is sex work, so I've been told, there's certain things that I didn't think were sex work that are sex work, and I've also had to be told that as well, which is like, oh shit, okay, I guess you're right. But sex work is sex work, so understand the difference between non-sex work and sex work. I'm not going to explain it because I forgot, but yeah, I'm a big porn enthusiast, and I do like I like my amateurs, and I like my pregos. So find you a niche, stay on it. You know, it's always fun. It's always fun to watch someone grow up in porn. But if you're looking for somebody to follow on OnlyFans, you want to go ahead and support somebody. If you feel as if you got the change, the fetty, the wop, to go ahead and... Hey, he even put something up next. Here's somebody good for you to go ahead and look into. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? I wish it would be nice if we had a drum roll. Give me 1 second. Here it is. Look at somebody to follow. Got your OnlyFans pick of the week here. OnlyFans pick of the week. We have Bria Backwoods. Fulfilling your fantasies. See all my XXX content here. Nothing special to say. But as the name implies, Bria likes to smoke her backwoods. She smokes them out of backwoods. Very adorable. Very good quality videos, photos, pictures. Does skits from time to time. That's nice. She's a person that likes a lot of one-on-one content with her. Not that often. With her vagina. Lots a lot of one-on-one content with her veg. And, silly, very pretty. It just feels... I don't know how, she didn't really have much to say. Usually I would probably just kind of like read off. You just don't want to describe. Yeah, fun videos. Good things to watch. So go check her out. Go ahead and support. Drop a few changes on them, you know. And yeah. Her subscription got out there, but you know. A little $10.99 if you want to go ahead and check things out. Bria Backwoods. OnlyFans pick of the week. OnlyFans pick of the week. I wonder what type of weed she prefers. She doesn't really answer any questions. I could probably ask, but that'd be something. Cute, small, petite. If you if that's up your alley, it's a fun one. That's my only pick of the week we have. I don't have, what else did I wanted to say? There was something else.
Yeah. If you have any, if you have any OnlyFans suggestions or anything like that, please send them my way. Now let them know. Everybody's talking about this bad baby who just got on fucking Instagram. On OnlyFans. That's like, yo, really? That's like when fucking Brian Pumper came out and was like, was smashing when Brian Pumper fucked Chippy D, and Chippy D did her first fucking porn. Yeah. You know how creepy it is for a motherfucker to be like, yeah, she just turned 18. Don't do that. Don't be that creep. Don't be that creep. Like, nobody, that's fucking disgusting. Like, it was very, I watched the entire thing, but still, it was still like, this is borderline, yo. You gotta be, it felt weird just because he kept saying, it's like, nigga, just shut up. You don't need to. But then also, Chippy D got the worst end of the backlash from that. Chippy D got spots on the booty. Everybody remembers that. Right? You know. That was that time. Let's not bring up the past, Kyle. That's not nice. But yeah, don't be creeps. Don't be creeps, everybody. It's like, man, she's on fucking it. Do you really? Ugh. She just turned of age. That's like, I don't know. That in my head, it's like, oh yeah, finally now I could see her vagina. It's like, really? That's what you've been thinking about this whole time? That's why you glad that she turned this age so you can see a pussy now? I don't think that's how I think anymore. You know, to be honest with you, like, the 18-year-old pussy, that's like, oh, bitch, you close to going to jail when you fantasizing about that. It's like, I don't fantasize about it anymore. That's not a thing. Back when I was like maybe 20 or something like that, yeah, that's fine. 18-year-old pussy, sure. I'd fantasize about that because that's around my age. Now? No. Now that's like a toddler vagina. Jesus, Kyle. Yeah, that's, no. Mm-mm. No, ma'am. You got to be careful. You definitely got to be careful. Ooh, that shit's, it's just real icky to think about. But no need to go a long tangent about that. So, support your local sex worker, man. They out here doing the pervert's work, and in a classy way. Yeah, some people, you know, who's that? That doesn't do shit on there. Like, I would get on there and just... There's certain people that just get on there and, you know, OnlyFans, and because it's just for your OnlyFans. It doesn't have to necessarily be pussy and fucking asshole shots. You don't have to do that. It's OnlyFans. It's like, hey, these are my OnlyFans. Some people on here just, you know, have regular classy pictures, which is cool. That's not what I'm looking for, though. I don't go on there and look for that. I won't see your pussy out. That's what I'm coming for. I'm like, oh, you bust open. Oh, this is what you like to do? Some people in there really love anal. I'm not that much into anal, but it's, you know, it piques my interest. But, oh, boy, some of these OnlyFans sites that you see, if you into anal, they got motherfuckers in there just plugging it up. Get in there. I'm like, that's a bit much. The other day, just to have this fucking on your mind, just so you can forget about everything else today, if you know what a prolapsed anus is, yeah, look that up. Prolapsed anus. So when the insides of your asshole come out on the outside, not like a hemorrhoid, not that. Your whole intestines decides to come out of your asshole. That's a prolapsed anus. Yeah, your innards are on your outside. I say that to say this. I just recently seen some shit where this white girl, she had collected some dirt on a step, right? She doing some disgusting shit outside. This white girl collected some dirt on a step and then proceeds, as she got this mound of dirt on this step, she proceeds to bounce her prolapsed anus inside this dirt. Now, you ain't nothing but fucking pink baboon booty that's getting real dirty. If you think about that, mandrills or baboons? They both got the butt, right? Mandrills just got the fucking long fucking shits on their face. And baboons just got a regular monkey face, small faces, but still got the butt sticking out. Like a female, you know, like female apes. They ass rectum swells up. It looks like a prolapsed anus. this white girl prolapsed her anus and then proceeded to tigger that motherfucker in some dirt. Like tiggers do it best. She bounced it. She bounced it like, woohoo, T-I-double-g-er. That's what she did inside that dirt with her prolapsed anus. So, if that's a good enough description for you to be like, man, Kyle, why the fuck you did that? There you go. Good night. All right. Until next time, everybody. This was fun. This has been Tell Me a Joke. A guideline or the guideline? I'm a Mandela defect the fuck out of that. Is it a guideline or the guideline to chasing the dream? It doesn't matter. I don't care. Until next time, man, y'all manifest, medicate, meditate, man. And, you know, fucking live your life. Live your life. Don't get stuck in the workforce system. Don't join the rat race. The government just gonna try to keep you down. You see, the rich people don't work as hard. All right, now understand that. If you working for the man, make the man work for you. Build your assets. Fucking say your affirmations. Assets and affirmations. It's another T-shirt. I'm fucking flunking on words. God damn it. Copyright that. There we go. All right, folk, man. Till next time. See y'all around.